the jaws of my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain banging my group with the workplace. I teed up like birthday. Get it third on Thursday. Fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we ganging. Whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice like I dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my goose. Hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm dropping the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Shout out 2 minutes, is hip-hop new. Thursday, gonna run up the views. Track, track, I'm a track. I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this thugged out Thursday. I set the jaws at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and my poop with the workplace. I teed up like my birthday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
We told you Thugged Out Thursday. It's your boy, No Grand Boo.
This your boy Ching Bing, and we have a special guest here tonight. We bumped into him at the CNN reunion. He says, "Ching Bing, I'm coming to Thugged Out Thursdays."
Facts.
We have Mr. Graf.
What up, though?
Himself here up, at though? Thugged Out Thursdays.
Yeah.
You gotta relax,
stupid
bitch.
Yo, what's up, my nigga? I want to get, yo, Grab, for one, we want to thank you for coming out, you know what I'm saying, showing love and support for the 20th anniversary, for
facts,
for the reunion, lay some fire bars, you know what I'm saying? Bar. What you working on, man?
First of all, I want to say shout out to y'all. I like fucking with real niggas, man, so as soon as I pull thank up on you, y'all, man. I'm coming. I'm sorry, it wasn't
thank
even
you.
A
That's
question.
Real, man.
That's a fact.
That's real. We know you busy. We know you got a lot on your
yeah,
schedule.
Yeah, but I fuck
you
with y'all niggas, though, so I'm coming, man. I don't care. Yeah, that's a fact.
We love that, man.
I'm just working, my nigga. I ain't gonna hold you, man. Just heels, both heels in the dirt, working and shit. I never stop working. That's one thing with me. I don't care what obstacles in my way. I don't give a fuck what industry niggas said this, that, or how. Whatever's in my way don't matter to me. I never stop. So right now, I'm working on a new album called The Black Sheep. You know what I'm saying? Really just, I feel like I stand alone in this industry thing, whether it's from being blackballed or standing out talent-wise or whatever it is. I feel like the black sheep as a whole. So I'm working on a new project really surrounding that whole idea. You know what I'm saying?
Word. So I see you on Love & Hip Hop now. What made you transform to Love & Hip Hop?
I like being on TV, nigga. I ain't gonna front.
He like us, man. He's like me.
I ain't knocking you for that. Definitely.
But I'm gonna be honest with you. This Mona Scott cut nice checks, my nigga. Keep it 100.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, that day.
Yo, Mona
they,
Scott,
they,
listen
they,
to me.
They,
my name is
working.
Ching Bing, and check this out. I gotta relax. Nah, but this is Thugged Out Thursdays. Shout out to my brother Graf. He's here. Super dope. We're gonna vibe, man. We gotta listen. Before we get into it, I'm gonna ask you because this is Thugged Out Thursday.
Facts.
What's the hottest chick you fucked on Love & Hip Hop? This is Thugged Out Thursday.
I can't say that, man.
I mean, but
they might not know yet.
Right,
two reasons. Right. One,
cool.
One,
cool. I'm going too far. I just threw that out. Yeah. I'm out of pocket.
You can hit him, but he got to relax.
I got to relax.
This is Thugged Out Thursday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
He got to ask, though.
All right, not even Love & Hip Hop in the game.
You got to keep watching, though. If you keep watching, you see.
Niggas got to stick to this script. Yo, we watching. He was telling me the other day in the kitchen. He was like, yo, Graf is in Love & Hip Hop.
Yo, you know what's funny? Y'all know my style and my history. Like the general format of the show is really not my style. But I'm finessing this shit and doing it my way, man. And
I see you. Is Yandy really managing you?
Yeah, me and him working on and off.
Yo, shout out to Yandy.
Shout out to Yandy. She's trying to get to the bag, man.
I met Yandy one time in Jim Jones' office and shit with Stro. Shout out to Tito Rumpa. He brought me up there and we was bringing a project to Jim and shit. He's like, you ain't got to sell it to me, nigga. You my brother. And I met Yandy. She was working. She was like, I don't know what she was there at the time because, like I said, I ain't know, but I met her. She's really super dope person.
She helps a nigga get to that bag.
No, listen, and I've been watching her. I've been watching her career, like as far as VH1 and what she's done. I think is she managing also Jewels?
She been managing Jewels.
Okay,
that's
correct.
A fact.
Okay, that's cool, man. That's dope. She's
smart,
dope.
Man.
She's super smart. She's dope.
Shout out to her.
And shout out to the Queen of Harlem too, man. My sister's the Queen of Harlem, and she's super dope.
Perfect.
How has it been so far that you've been on Love & Hip Hop? How, you know, How the streets feeling you right now?
I mean, the streets is good. It's there's more bitches.
More bitches.
Don't talk politically correct.
So more bitches on you?
Let me say it this way.
No more
fans, yeah. More supporters.
Right.
That shit puts a light on you. Right. So it's like the fact that
it's gonna help you boost your career, but yeah. You need to take it.
And they never had like an underground rapper like this on a show like that. So I shout out to them just for putting this type of underground hip hop on TV, on mainstream TV. Yeah. It's bringing a lot of attention my way. A lot of new fans, a lot of new supporters, and they fucking with it.
Yeah, that's beautiful because you know I feel like you know, like you like kind of slept on. I watched your grind. You've been grinding for a while. You related to Pre?
Nah, not about blood. Oh, okay. Just family. Just, you
okay,
know.
All right.
Cool, like, you know, gangster.
I know Preem. You know, I was in a situation with Preem. Shout out to Preem.
Yeah, good nigga.
Yeah, real good nigga. But yo, I got another question for you, right?
Right.
Who do Graf listen to? December 21 or the 20th? Today's the 21st. Am I correct?
Right.
Who do Graf listen to December 21st, 2017?
Me, nigga. That's who. That's who. Right. No, it's not. I listen to niggas, man. I try to listen to everything, man. I try to keep my head to the streets. Who's buzzing?
Who's your top five rotation? Like
top five. I mean, I got.
Or you just hot 97 or 105?
Nah. Top five is some of my niggas that's not even on. It's in my top five. But wow. I fuck with Jada Hard Body. I still fuck with the old.
Shout out to Jada Fab. They got a hot album out.
They do. Man,
that shit is crack. Shout out, that shit is fucking
Freddie vs. Jason. It's hard.
I don't understand if y'all understand what I'm saying. I heard it. Listen to me. Listen to the drink.
Make sure you download that and stream that. Yeah. That's
okay.
Real
who else? Working. Who else? Graf.
I like who shit I'm listening to. I be like sporadic with shit. Like I mix it up.
West Coast
like,
shit.
I go from Vibes Cartel to fucking to Jada Vibes to Cartel. M.
Is it true that the motherfucker came out of jail to shoot the video with Busta Rhymes? They said they gave the nigga permission to.
They put him in another jail that they wasn't using
to shoot the video,
and then they had to get everything clear. Remember, Buster said that. Buster told us that out of his mouth.
That's lit though.
Oh,
Every scene had to get approved from the jail. That's why you seen his face a little bit in some of it, and you know they wasn't giving you a lot of good shots. He was showing you a lot of back shots, but he got to chill with him and all that.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
I never met that nigga. There, he's 100. Right? Yeah. My cousin is. I don't know if you know Jacquel. You ever heard of?
Yeah.
That's my cousin, and she's like a big reggae singer. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you from the islands?
Yeah, I'm Jamaican.
Okay,
no
doubt.
That's hard. So that's
Jamaican
hard.
Too.
He did 8 years.
My man's Jamaican too.
Oh, facts.
Yeah, that's hard.
Them jails is different. Them niggas
country.
You know what's crazy? Yo, I want to go to Jamaica. I need to go to Jamaica, but I'm trying to go to the Jamaica. I'm trying to go over there and smoke. I'm trying to go over there.
Come with me, nigga. I bring my family.
Nah, for real. Yo, old jokes aside, yo, let's go over there, bro. Jamaica.
You're gonna love it, my nigga.
How far on the plane is it, bro?
3 hours. It's nothing. Like going to Florida.
We in there. Y'all shot the video over there. You went over there when they shot the video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Capone and Norrie shot a video one time in Jamaica.
So you're gonna love it. The women are beautiful. The weed is fantastic. The food is amazing.
Man, I love Jamaica.
All that shit. You ain't gonna wanna leave, bro.
Nah,
I'm gonna take you where it's at. Like the country.
Yo, we gotta link up. I wanna go out there. I'm gonna go out there and slide off for like 5-7 days in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. You'll come back.
Shit get real.
You got any features on the album?
So far, this one not yet. My last album I put out, The Painkillers Reloaded, I had Wiz Khalifa on there.
Wiz Khalifa.
I had the whole Lox on there, but I put them on different records. I put Jadakiss on the song.
Use it wisely.
Yeah,
I put them all on one basket when I could get three different records.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You gotta relax. This is what we call using your brain in hip hop.
Check out Freaked It though. I put Jada on the record with Wiz, and that was their first record they ever did together.
Killed that.
Yeah, so Jada got on the record with Wiz, and I put Styles P on the record with my nigga Loaded Lux.
Shout out to Loaded Lux.
That's a hard record. I should get out to play.
And that's good, man. I'm happy you're relevant, and I'm happy that you still maintaining that through the years because it's not that easy.
It comes and goes.
And for Mona Scott to give you a shot to cut you a check, like, you know, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Tell her to holler at Ching Bing and Mike Boo. But I'm here. I'm just fucking around.
Facts,
this is Thugged Out Thursdays. We keeping the street. We about streets. That's we got fact. Streets here. This is one of the guys that you fact can consider street at any given moment.
Fact.
He got a new single out, right?
What's the name of the single?
I got a new single called On My Line.
Mm. On My Line. We want to get into On My Line.
Me and a nigga, Jacquay. Shout out to Jacquay. Mm. He's also on Love and Hip Hop,
yeah,
too.
No doubt, definitely. Shout out to Jacquay. He's definitely
see the chess move. See the chess move. We both on the show together. Mm-hmm. That's my man in real life, so he's my man on the show.
Right. Well, you got him on the show, so she agreed to have both of y'all on the show.
Yeah. When I didn't get him on it, but he on the shit. And when I did it, I said, yo, why don't y'all put me with niggas I really fuck with? Rather than like trying to fabricate.
That's what happened.
Let me ask you a quick question. How was it? Because I'm watching
that
the show.
That shit is scripted, though, for the most part.
But it's still reality.
How was it?
If I'm shooting, right, with a nigga.
You're going to keep it.
Look, if I'm shooting with a nigga, if nigga going to say scripted or not, if I slap the shit out of that nigga, shit gets different.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's scripted, but it's not really scripted, because it can get super real.
Was it awkward shooting the scene with, what's the dude name?
Man DC's?
No, not Man DC's. James Zoff. James Zoff. He came at Snoop and he counts like, oh my God.
I'm like, you going to be the girl. Yeah, I was shocked. I'm like, you stepped to the girl. All these niggas, I'm like, you stepped to the girl first. Yeah. I didn't know how to react. I'm like,
that shit was a cold like, ball shit.
I said, yo, you stepped to the girl, bro. You probably might see that in the next episode because they're going to show the rest of the conversation.
Yeah, that was straight cold ball shit.
All I was saying is, bro, you stepped to Snoop. It's three. You could choose any one of the niggas over
real,
here.
You gonna step?
I said, God damn, bro.
Then he was like he tried to act tough, like he calling anybody. Anybody wanted with James off? Like, yo, this dude. Oh my
you gotta
God.
Relax.
And he know that nobody can't get at him because of security right there. So
he's different.
He had to play a lawyer. So,
certain guys are like really good for reality TV.
Right.
He's mad entertaining.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's
yeah, for real.
Dope, I watch him. I'm like, I can never do that.
Right.
Shit.
Of course. And that's just not you.
So what do we get from Grav eventually? What is your role in Love and Hip Hop? In 2018, you got.
I'm just finessing, bro.
That's it.
You just going.
You
with
just
the
working
flow.
It.
That's it.
Fendi like that hat you got on.
Yeah, it's a super Fendi. I'm doing whatever's needed.
Yeah, man.
What's his name on the safari coconut oil?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you gotta relax.
Yo, that was crazy, man.
That was fantastic. All of that shit. It's great TV. I'm just happy to be a part of that shit.
TV. That's
exciting. Yes, definitely. Shout out to Mona. Shout out to VH1. Shout out to the whole staff.
Yeah, shout out to VH1.
We doing a Thugged Out Thursday compilation album, yo. We would love for you to get on it, man.
And say no more, brother.
Oh, my God. Listen
y'all
to
the
me,
homies, man. That ain't even a question, nigga. I'd be offended if I wasn't on it, nigga.
Listen,
I'm like, damn, so how they forgot about the boys?
Listen to me, man.
Well,
that
usually
shit was crack right there.
What Thugged Out Thursday does, right, this is our formula. You know, you come here and you know, you bless us.
We try to get everybody to bless us. You agree? We gonna set it up.
Yeah,
that's a
fact.
You know,
that's a fact. We gonna make that happen.
Definitely,
that's,
man.
That's
thank
no
you,
question.
Man, for real. Because we definitely pushing this this album the top of the year, and we trying to keep this. You know, we trying to keep the circle right. You know what I'm saying? One hand wash the other.
Of
trust
course.
Me, because you know we know you already on that level going. You know what I'm saying? You going there, you know what I'm saying? And we trying to go there too. So
of
once
course.
We get there, we meet, we going, you know what I'm saying? We going to chop
but
it up together.
Check it though. We from the same cloth where when you get to the motherfucking level you want to reach, the goal or one of your goals should be to put the ladder down and bring the homies
up. Of course. You
new niggas
know that.
Don't really understand
Definitely.
That. So some niggas get on there like me. Nah, mm-hmm. You fucking real niggas. You put the ladder down, you keep everybody strong. You don't got to be the only nigga strong at the top. You put
That's
the
right.
whole crew on. Like, I'm
That's
in,
right.
the whole hood is in, nigga.
That's right. That's what
I be saying, like,
about.
The lines I be seeing in my rap be dead serious. Like, when I say I'm going to have 100 killers at the Grammys, I'm not joking. No, we, I'm like, give me the whole first row. If I'm in, don't let me in. Nigga, it's different.
Yeah. Let the people you know where you from that don't know where you from.
Jamaica, Queens, New York City. Yeah.
No doubt, man.
I was out there today on something.
Yeah, facts.
Went out there to go see my man. Shout out to Toshio Yodi. He gave me some
that's
nice
up.
Shit to
that's
wear.
That's the homie, facts.
Yeah. I fuck with him heavy.
Yeah.
We working on some things. But Graf, you know, I personally got some nice questions for you that, you
facts.
Know, do it all. You know, you're still here. You're still relevant. And it's so hard for a rapper to be relevant in this game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're still getting checks. You on Love and Hip Hop, right, which is a real popular show right now. And I know from experience that most of the things are like coerced, but like you said, certain real moments are present. Shit could go left at any given moment.
Any given time. That's why I never say it's scripted. What was, you know what I'm saying?
What was your most awkward moment so far? Did you ever have one?
A few of them shits.
So give me one.
For me, it's awkward to have to listen to information from one character and tell another one. Because it feels like you like carrying news. That's not me at all.
So you don't like to be the messenger.
I'm not that. Right. So like you gotta, that's acting. That's me putting on my Denzel hat and two-stepping my way through the shit. I don't know how to do that.
Right.
So like when I do, when I watch it, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to see that shit. Fast forward that scene.
Yeah.
It's not my, because I'm like, how do I do this? I don't even know how to do it.
Right.
I had to take wild shots of yak to get loose because I didn't know how to do that.
It's a job.
Yeah, you act. Them kind of scenes like, okay, I'm a finesse and I'm acting, I'm doing my one too. That's why I really get practice on my Denzel shit. Let me get my shit right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Other scenes, I'm going to talk like myself, then I'm myself. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, then you got to be like a character version of yourself and you know, finesse through the shit.
I almost forgot, gentlemen. We have Hemi in the building.
Yo.
This is one of the Thugged Outs.
I'm family.
This is one of Thugged Outs families. A guy has a big influence in rap over the years. This kid is very talented too, Grab.
Nah, he is. Let me tell you. I met Hemi a while ago, and it's been like, what, like 2-3 years or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And his shit was fired in, so I know son's sitting on some crack
kid,
right now.
This kid here, one day Mike Booth tells me, yeah, I want you to listen to this kid and shit. I'm like, Hemi. And I'm like, Hemi, like a Hemi car? He like, yeah, nigga, Hemi, he nice. And the kid really got magic. And then when I got to listen to him, I said, you know what, let me do my little research. Because sometimes it's good to, like, you know, get aware of who you around or who you, you know. Because sometimes people overlook potential. And I said, this motherfucker got skills. And I see what he did. I've been seeing him work on Richie Rich. What is
Rich Boy.
This is super fat.
Rich Boy on E1. You know what I'm saying? That was super dope. He gave me a good look. Shouts to Rich Boy, Whole Mobile Alabama. Shouts to Africa Black though. That's how we linked.
Oh yeah, facts. That's a factory. Yeah. Rich Boy was there that night. That was the first night.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, and that was a dope night. And shouts to Wyclef. He was in the building also.
We was in his room, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bad Boy Joint, right before
that's
close.
A fact. Yeah,
right before
yeah.
Bad Boy
I
Joint
that
closed.
Place, by the
yeah,
way.
That was a good spot. Shoutouts to Wyclef. Shoutouts to Africa Black. Shoutouts to Graf. Shoutouts to Hemi. Shoutouts to Chink Bing. Shoutouts to Mike Booth. Thugged Out motherfucking Thursday, you heard?
Factory.
Had a bunch of joint going.
Thugged Out Thursdays. We got motherfucking Hemi and Graf in the motherfucking building.
Ooh, shit,
you know what I'm saying? 1, 2, 3.
You gotta relax.
This is Thugged Out Thursdays.
Yeah. So Graf, I see you got songs on the video game.
Yeah, I had a few songs on video games, man. Shout out to them for doing that. It's a nice check. Yeah, those are nice checks. If you do cut the deal right, you can get jerked, but it's still a check.
It's a check. Yeah. It's a Fendi, like that hat you got.
Yeah, that.
Fendi
that.
Socks and Fendi hats and Fendi scarves.
What was the 25 to Life you was on? What 25 to Life? What was that?
Gaddafi shit or what?
Nah, video game.
A video game?
Oh, because when I seen the 25 to Life, I had
a few years ago.
I was thinking, you know, the Gaddafi. I was like,
nah, it was an old game.
Okay. Shout out to Gaddafi.
And I see you got your clothing line. Sorry.
What's up?
I see your clothing line is what is it? 88 Dope Era?
Everything has sold out, but I'm making more shit though.
It's called 88
Dope Era.
It's called Dope Gang NYC.
Okay, good.
I made these jerseys that said Crack Era 88 because I took all inspiration from that time of hip hop. That time when
hip
hop was more pure type of shit.
Not meaning to cut you off, but I was reading your joint and I'm like, Dope Era. I said, hold on. I said, I don't know if you met Mr. Fab, but Mr. Fab is my man, and I know he got the
Dope Era.
Dope Era, yeah. So I was like, do he got Dope Era? Did he see Mr. Fab joint or? So I said, you know, I was just gonna ask you, like, you know, but it's not dope. It's dope.
Nah, my shit was Crack Era. One of
Crack
the
Era,
I mean.
Right?
I did
Crack
a couple
Era,
years
that's
ago.
Different.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah. I don't know who did it first, but I did
my
shit.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying
that
who
design.
Did it first.
I did it a while long ago.
Yeah.
So.
And I was like, how can
shout
somebody
out to son.
Come out?
Yeah, I ain't
I was saying,
know,
how
saying?
Can somebody come out with two people could come out with the same Dope Era? You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know. But If you ever meet him, he's a good dude.
Nah,
man.
No, son. Shout out to son. Yeah, I ain't got nothing bad to say.
That's my guy,
a good nigga.
Mr.
Son, a good nigga.
They shot that,
that, that was one of the designs I made for the line. The shit is called Dope Gang NYC, though.
Mm, okay.
I did the crack era sweatsuit fucking a couple years ago.
Yeah, I would love to see that. I'd definitely support.
Yeah, that was years ago, though.
I see you got the clothing line. I haven't seen, none of the material.
It's my shit. This jacket, this motherfucking shirt.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it's
what's
about,
this,
man.
Some shit.
Nah, okay.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah. I got something on the back?
Yeah, let me show y'all niggas. The clothes label is on it. And the 88, I always keep that year. You know what I'm saying?
That's when you was born, or?
Nah, that's just when the hip hop.
All right, got
hip hop in the town, and the time was pure like that.
Hip hop inspired you in that era.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That was EPMD era.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Kane era.
That's a fact.
That was motherfucking Slick Rick era.
Right.
That was motherfucking, who else, Boof? Hello? Who else?
There's a lot of
and fashion.
Let me hear you
man.
Say something because hip-hop this is hip-hop.
Fashion.
This is Thugged Out Thursday. You see, this is what Thugged Out Thursday is about.
We was rocking motherfucking Lottos and Felines.
It was the fashion.
Oh, 88. Who else? Biz Markie was out, right?
Right.
Who else?
LL
was out.
Keep it a rack.
Daz FX was in out in 88.
To keep it a rack. I was a shorty then. Just walking through the neighborhood seeing the crack
hip hop diary.
Shit.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it up. Pull up who all the rappers was out in 1988. I need to know.
So you know back then.
Daryl Strawberry was out in 88.
Oh, yeah. Sniffing crack in 88. That's what he was on. Shout out to Daryl Strawberry and Hustlers that was selling that crack to him. Anyway. Motherfucking, back then I was a shorty walking through. Seeing the crack rounds and seeing the rap
shit
niggas idolize the hustlers. So that was my role models, the hustlers, the street niggas.
Right.
The rap niggas wasn't role models then. No, they was idolizing the same niggas I'm looking at.
Yes.
The hustlers had the nice cars and the bitches back then. It wasn't
they
the rappers.
They wanted to be like the hustlers. That's
where they got their swag from. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was looking at. Like, oh, okay, I'm supposed to be like that. It's not like lawyers and doctors wasn't around. So I'm looking at the hustlers like, I need to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Grav. All right. So.
I forgot. I made a mixtape called 88 crack era. Ted Smooth.
When did you put that out?
That was like a year ago or something.
Shout out to Ted Smooth.
Boy.
Yo, let me tell you
52.
Something. I seen Ted
we gave him that 52
ago.
Number.
Boof, I seen a nigga 2 days ago. He was on 84th and 2nd. And he was like, and then he kept it moving. But yo, Ted Smooth,
good nigga.
He do the best
that's
motherfucking
brother,
blends
we gave him
out.
Number, man.
Listen,
we used to go
Ted
to
Smooth,
every
you remember?
Which we call Latin Quarters. That's crazy. That's yo. Listen to me, Ted Smooth. Would
his
tell
blends
you, man.
Is
we,
crazy.
We used to step in the building every day. I remember the first time when he was like, "Yo, this Lumi D right here." I'm like Lumi D, I don't even know who Lumi D.
Shout out to Lumi D.
We
fucked Lumi D.
We got the interview
man.
With her, but I went to jail. When I went to jail, she was popping. I said, "Oh, this is who Shorty introduced me to." I said, "Okay.
She had that hit.
That was good, man. Yeah. Shout out to
even Busta Rhymes and Fab got on that.
Yeah, they did.
He got all of them mixes, yo.
Definitely,
Ted the man, baby.
I gotta tell y'all a little bit about the tape. He made over all like the dope ass beats from like the early 90s type shit. Like on one joint we did over This Is the Way You Walk in New York, the Onyx shit.
Onyx.
I put Raekwon and Vida on that one. Mean.
Killed it.
Then we did motherfucking he did over Nas's the fucking beat is that? God damn, I did it with Murder Mook. It's got a head of tape. It's cracked,
son.
Yeah,
I'm
we got
right
some,
now, look
we
what
got
I'm
some
doing.
Shit on
I'm
it.
Going when I get home.
Right.
Right. This is my new ritual now. I have a podcast, so I have to pay attention to what's going
on. Stay tuned.
So I get home. I open up my new laptop I got. You know what I'm saying, Grandma?
Nice one. Facts.
I go on, and I do my homework. So now I'm going to do my research. I'm going to pull up all your shit.
Facts.
And I'm gonna listen to it so I can get the vibe.
Oh, definitely.
Because
I fucks with you.
As a factory.
I love it.
But what some good advice you could give to an upcoming artist?
Yeah. Quit, nigga.
Nah.
I'm joking.
You gotta relax.
I would say, I would say, any young artist, man, be as creative as you can. Believe in your fucking self and be as passionate as you can. But the key thing is believe in yourself, man. You know, I don't care if you hot or not, nigga. Whack niggas make it every day, nigga.
That's true.
Believe in yourself and go. It don't matter what nobody say. If you believe it, nigga, go. Cause it's mad niggas that believe in themselves. You be like, how this nigga on? But he bought his mother a house. The niggas lit.
Yeah.
I don't hate on nobody. I like seeing every, especially if you're young and black. I don't want to see you win, nigga.
And
buy your mama that house, nigga. Get that
buy
car.
Your sister,
buy all the
buy your family,
chains.
Yeah.
Buy
nigga.
90 chains.
Yeah,
they put it on one neck. 90
yeah,
chains
nigga,
90. On one neck.
Yeah, nigga.
Get
or
the
buy
money.
The big T-Pain shit like he had.
All
the
of it.
Big shit, nigga.
Nigga. Matter of fact, take T-Pain, dip him in gold,
put
that nigga on your neck.
You gotta relax. Yo, this is Thugged Out
put teeth pain on your neck. You motherfucker, you gotta relax.
That nigga on your neck.
Yo, yeah, this is how it's going down, man. We love the vibes. Facts. You know the vibes. Big That's vibes. The new young nigga shit. They just hit me with that shit. You know the vibes. So, you know, I'm not swagger jacking. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to stay relevant in time.
We evolving with time. Yeah. That's it.
That's the name of the game.
They don't believe Boof is 32 years old. And they definitely don't believe that I'm 21. Yo, I tell everybody, listen, I'm 21 and I gotta relax. Grab. I'm 27.
Great.
I'm just throwing that out there.
We'll keep that.
Listen, that's how I feel. How you feel?
I feel great.
Hold on, y'all. All right. Not meaning to get on, like, because you said you don't hate on nobody, but this is something that I ask a lot of people that come up. And this is not, to me, it's not really hating. I don't call it hating.
Right.
Because to me, I'm just being realistic. If I can't understand you, then what are you saying? Like, yeah, you know, I get into what you think about mumble rap.
Me personally, I like a lot of the shit. But let me tell you what I think it needs. I think it needs a fucking title. So the niggas don't say, compare boom bap hip hop that we consider real rap to that shit. Yes. It's like you don't compare motherfucking trap to that. Mm-hmm. You call trap trap, you call boom bap, or New York hip hop. You call the soul, south shit. I mean, you got hyphy.
I got the name for it.
It needs a name. It needs a name.
I got the name and the category. Mumble rap.
Like a real name. Like let's say you walk in the motherfucking record store. Mm-hmm. It should have a name. A hyphy, you got trap, you got fucking drill, you got boom bap. It should have a fucking name. The niggas wouldn't even hate on it because it would be like, oh, that's that. I put it somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you, like, hold on, one more before I, sorry. But, like, see, back in the days, you had people that was rapping. I'm sorry, my brother. I gotta relax, yes. And you had people that was rapping. Yeah, you had whack people. But at least you could understand what that whack person was saying.
But think about it. Just how you freak it, though. Imagine a person that's older looking at that person. Like, let's say that guy that's whack is 18, 19. Somebody that's maybe in their 40s looking back like, what the fuck is he saying? They don't know what the fuck he was saying back then either. So the generations above you might not get it. And it's their job as young niggas do what the fuck they want to do. Because think about it. When you young, you hustling, doing your one, two, right? OG might tell you what to do or whatever the fuck. You might listen, act like you listen and be like, okay, yeah, sure. Then you go and do what the fuck you want to do. So that's how I look at this generation, or any generation. Right, when I was young, I'm listening to the older. The only thing I can say about them is that I don't think they should disrespect the older generation.
No, of course, definitely
just
not.
Like the older generation shouldn't disrespect them. It's like,
because
nah.
If it wasn't for the older generation, it wouldn't be
right. That platform. But at the same time, the older niggas got to respect the younger niggas and vice versa. Because just like when you younger, hustling, doing your one, two, you didn't disrespect the OGs. Mm-hmm. But you might have did what you wanted to do regardless. But you still lying and smiling in their face. Yeah, no doubt. Right. Yeah, respect, yeah. Respect. Yeah. I'm doing me, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think that spirit got lost. They just be like, fuck you to your face. It's like, what?
Nah, they very disrespectful. Like,
that's not what's up. Like, that part I can't
co-sign. The morals of the ethic of the new generation, like, I'm not, it's just, listen. Listen, I'm just, listen, Mr. Crab, I got one. Let's get to this. This is positive energy.
Facts.
Listen, who was the most person that's like celebrity that caught you off guard to the fact that you was like surprised that you met? Like, oh shit, I met a Denzel Washington. I was chilling with, you know, as Grav. Like,
I got a few. Matter of fact, I met Denzel. Mm. Nigga bumped me. I spilled my drink. He ain't apologized. I said, God damn, this nigga's training day for real.
And what he said?
He ain't say nothing, nigga. I was mad surprised. I'm like, Denzel just bumped me. Words, son.
That's crazy.
I was just saying, I had half a cup of Henny. I was like, I think I was in, I forgot where I was at. Somewhere like fancy, though. Like, it was some upscale shit. Yeah. He was in there, like, niggas was dressed up. He's in there with a Yankee hat and a sweater, keeping it gully. He walked through, bumped me, boom. He looked at me too and kept it pushing. I was like, Denzel just sunned me. I was stuck with a half a cup of Henny. Like, I was fucked up.
No, I would have been fucked up too.
No, I was still processing it.
That's just in my mind.
Oh, shit.
That's just in my mind.
First you say, oh, shit, it's Denzel. Then you say, oh, shit, Denzel just bumped me. Oh, shit, my Henny's low. It's like all that shit happened. Like, it was like too much to process. By the time I caught up, he was gone. You know what I'm saying? But
that quick.
Bury the mother.
Keep it moving.
But I tell you what's crazy. When I met Drake and his response to my music, it it moved me because he was like, you know,
how was Drake, bro?
Drake 100.
100. Humble 100.
That's good. Oh, that's dope.
Never met Drake.
Sometimes a nigga can like your shit and I never tell you. Right. And some niggas is honest and tell you how they feel about it. And I was like,
shout out to Drake.
He was 100. Like, I always shout out to that nigga.
When I first.
And Wiz Khalifa was 100.
Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, he seen me. He's like, yo, what up? He showed me Wild Love. And then I went to the studio with him in LA and did a record and. You know, he smoked, you getting on, you smoking wax weed, everything. You leaving there twisted. I didn't get fuck with that nigga.
We was in a Spotify. Oh, excuse me.
He's hit you with that wax. Hit this wax with me, bro.
He was just someplace with him. He was smoking like, I'm talking about, he just, once one go out, popping another one. He almost reminded me of me, but minus hitting a dab and eating the brownie, eating all that other crazy shit. He still was just like this with the shades on.
Like it ain't nothing. Like, his tolerance is through the roof.
What? At the same time?
And hitting dabs, nigga.
And hitting dabs, drinking weed infused liquor.
And as soon as you walk in the room, he gonna offer you a dab. Take a dab, me, bro. You not gonna get to the seat.
Yo, I never met Wiz Khalifa.
Before you can sit down, you smoke with him.
And he only smoked joints.
And with all due respect, Amber Rose, and all that. I got mad love for her. She did the only drop for Thugged Out Thursdays. So she was like,
Amber's sister.
She was like, it's your boy Ching Bing, me and Mike Booth, and then she said, "Tune in," and that was all we needed from her. Nah, you know, at the end of the day, that's my
I ain't gonna
sister,
lie, my brother like, cut that, cut that.
Listen,
Slob jumped in.
He violated, Norrie violated my shit, you know.
A word?
Yeah, you know Norrie, but he was just trying to make it better, but he fucked me up. It really was like, yo, Norrie, you know you fucked up Ching Bing's drop with Amber Rose. I'm like, yeah, nigga, you did, Slime. He was like, I was just trying to help you. You know how Norrie does.
Yeah.
But it was all love.
I love Norrie.
But I'm going to keep it real with you. She's down, nigga. She pulled up with the in the all white, shit like this. Who she jumped
definitely
out.
Gangster.
I ain't going for it. Wiz Khalifa, the family, everything is love. His little son is big. I think Norrie spent some time with them, too. Yeah, it was super dope.
He's 100, man. His whole crew. Shout out to the hotel again. Oh, all good niggas, man. Yeah.
Let me get some of that shit, Wiz Khalifa. I heard you got your own shit.
KK.
Khalifa
Kush,
What is it, Paper
KK.
Kush?
KK. Now he call it Khalifa Kush.
Look out, my nigga. Let us get some of that shit on this table. This is Thugged Out Thursday. You got to relax. This is how it's going down. We got
KK
young
Hemi
in the building. Shout out to Hamo. Shout out to
Real
Dice.
Real quick, let me say, I'm about to create my own strand too, so I'm going to follow that KK wave. Yeah.
Do you smoke?
I do smoke, my man.
Oh, shit.
But I don't smoke as much as I used to.
Okay, gotcha. Because
all them bars and shit, my breath control be fucked up.
Doubt,
I don't jog. I got to jog enough to keep up with the way I be rapping.
I got to start jogging too.
I be on stage feeling like a fat nigga. Like, damn,
you enjoy your high. You don't abuse your high.
That's it.
I ain't going to lie. I abuse it. Even at 100, I abuse it.
This nigga smoke all day.
That was a fact.
I'm damnly like Wiz Khalifa.
Hey, Graf, let me tell you something, man. It felt great that you came up here today to see us on Thugged Out Thursdays, little young youth
thank
guys.
Thank you for coming up.
These
youth guys need, you know, they get to absorb what you got, what you just gave them.
Right.
Hopefully we get to touch somebody out there or... Like you said, this is Thugged Out Thursdays. We got real shit. We talking real shit. We gentlemen.
I just want to
big him up on his music and everything he got going on. Love and hip hop. I wish you.
No, love and hip hop.
I wish you.
I need to come to one
listen
of your
to
parties.
Me. I need you to
get. We got
get,
shit going on.
And the fans to help you to get to the plateau you need to get to.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? That platinum plateau. You know what I'm saying? And. Just get exposed more and go on that worldwide tour and be headlining
that
tour.
Man.
I know that's what you want, baby.
That's what you're working for.
And I just hope that, you know, this platform help you to reach that. You know what I'm saying? Much success.
Thugged Out Thursdays.